The most vital thing a human needs is clean water. But in some parts of the world, that's not so easy to come by. Now, a pair of recent studies is looking for solutions from nature and how life can be sustained in the desert despite limited access to water. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bharat Bhushan, a study co-author and Ohio State professor of mechanical engineering. Professor, thanks for joining us this morning. So what examples did you and other researchers draw from nature to get your ideas on how to bring water to the desert?
Well, nature has evolved species which can survive in desert environment in very arid regions. And there are many species which do that extremely well. And some of those include desert beetle, which is found in Namibia desert, desert grass, and cactus. And all of these species are able to survive by fog condensation. So they collect water from the fog during the night, and if they collect it and the water stays on a surface, it evaporates. So what nature has done, as the water is collected, it is transported to where it can be stored. For example, in the case of a desert grass or cactus, they transport their mechanism present on these surfaces of these species, the water can travel to the root where the water is stored. In case of a desert beetle, water is transported to its mouth before it has a chance to evaporate.
So what we have is an environment where there really is water. It just doesn't show up obviously like it might in a non-desert environment. The challenge then would be, how do you channel the water out of the atmosphere into a collection system in some usable way?
Correct.
So what have you theorized? What sorts of things do you think could work?
Well, inspired by desert beetle, it uses heterogeneous wettability. It has surfaces which wet more easily than others, and by having that heterogeneity, it is able to transport water. In the case of a desert grass, it has channels on the leaf surface which allow anisotropic flow. In the case of a cactus, it uses a conical spine which facilitates movement of the water. And what we have done based on the research is we found all of this mechanism can be translated into structures which could be scaled up and could be used for water collection in desert environment. And what we have done by having been inspired by various species, we collected the various mechanisms which exist in nature, and we created a tower in the lab which is able to collect water. And these towers can be further scaled up where they could be a source of a clean water supply.
Would it be enough to supply humans with water?
Well, that is the goal, we can develop these towers which could be enough to supply water for a home, or they could be large bank of towers which could be used to collect a water supply which could be used by a number of homes or a number of buildings. But one of the benefits of water collection from nature, the way we are doing it, not only you get a source of water, but you get a source of clean water.
Of course, and in lesser developed countries, that can be life or death. Let me ask you this before we let you go. Do you worry that were there widespread deployment of something like this, you might alter the desert environment itself by pulling the water out of the air?
Not at all. The water from the fog is going to be deposited on various surfaces. So water is there. What we're trying to do is we're trying to transport water from a flat surface to the reservoir or to the source where water needs to be consumed. Every night, the desert has enough fog into the ambient, and it's going to get produced every night. It's like having a water evaporation from oceans, and then it comes back to us in the form of a rain.
Professor, thank you for your time this morning. Bharat Bhushan, study co-author and Ohio State professor of mechanical engineering, talking about the work, one of two studies that he's participated in bringing fresh, clean water to the desert.
Pulling it right out of the air.